A chorus of anger from protesters outside London's Court of Appeal as a judge gave the green light for the first flight of refugees and migrants to Rwanda. Rights groups say it includes people who had escaped war in Afghanistan and Syria, and being flown more than 6,000 kilometres away will traumatise them further.
They've suffered incredibly. They've seen family members killed. They've had torture themselves. They are tired. They're at the end of their tether. They're finding detention incredibly traumatising. And the thought of a further deportation halfway across the road is absolutely terrifying for them.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson says a deportation strategy will undermine people smuggling networks and deter refugees from making dangerous journeys to Britain. The United Nations Refugee Agency hit back, saying Rwanda's human rights record is under scrutiny and the UK is shirking responsibility.
This is all wrong. This is all wrong, this deal. You know, it is the foundation of the right to asylum that people that are on a country's territory, especially a country that is a signatory to the convention and has the institutions to deal with that.
In April, Home Secretary Priti Patel visited Kigali to finalise the project and potentially send tens of thousands of people there. The deal includes a payment of about $150 million to the Rwandan government. So far this year, 10,000 migrants and refugees made the crossing from mainland Europe to the UK, and 28,000 last year. In November, 27 people drowned when their dinghy deflated, and many more have had to be rescued from the Channel's busy shipping lanes. Some of those who risked their lives will leave on the first flight on Tuesday, but there may not be many on it. A series of individual legal challenges mean only a few of the 130 people notified will leave. And the government continues to face pressure from activists, rights groups and unions who insist the move is unlawful. Laura Burton-Manley, Al Jazeera.